Good afternoon. This work is a part of my master's student's thesis, Thiago Pontes, and I'll try not to shame him too much with my mistakes. Differently from the previous work, this is a much more applied type work in the sense of trying to find new bacteria for inoculant production. The Lagoon Rhizobia symbiosis is the main source of biologically fixed nitrogen overall in the world, especially in agricultural systems. And that has been a major concern in Brazil, especially if you know the example of soybeans. Our soybean production is among the, well, first or second on the world, depending on the United States production. And it's wholly based on nitrogen fixation. We don't use nitrogen fertilizer on soybean. We have been trying to increase that to other legume crops and other legume systems since it has been proven so successful. In Brazil, we are federally mandated to use only strains recommended for all... let me try to get back and put my English back in place. To only use strains recommended from the food production ministry. A company cannot use any strain that they do want to use. It has to be tested for that on a federal level. And we are trying to find new strains and to better understand the process and how to increase the efficiency of the process of finding new strains. It's a similar manner to what happens in crop breeding. It's an applied science. You have to do it all the time, all the year. You have a new wonder cultivar, but you still have to go back next year and try to find a better one. And that's it's kind of a red-cream race. You are racing all the time to try to get better material. To do that, you have to process a large number of samples so you can find the best ones. It's like almost any biological population, you can get something close to a normal distribution. The best ones will be a very tiny portion of that. So you have to test a lot of materials to have a better chance of getting those better ones for the practical use. That also plays with the need to continually enhance biodiversity studies on a pure basis. So you have to try to fix both sides of getting new strains and better understanding the biology of the diversity. And that's especially important in systems that have a large variability, spatial and otherwise, as happens with most agricultural systems in the tropics. A key concern for the biological nitrogen fixation efficiency is the diversity, both on the legume and on the bacteria side. When we're talking about the bacteria, the legume is not much of a concern, for me at least. We have two major influences on rhizobial diversity, climate and soil. And it's very hard to separate them on a lot of aspects. When you have large soil differences, very commonly, they are associated to large climate differences. So you have to try to find systems where you can try to separate those two concerns if you want to understand how each of them plays. We have a system in Pernambuco State. It's about 800 kilometers east-west. And the blue or bluish or whatever that color is, yellow and brownish colors represent a tropical semi-arid region. It's densely populated. Its agricultural system is largely legume-based on a nutrient as a nitrogen source. We almost don't use fertilizer nitrogen there due to economic concerns. It has about 400 to 800 millimeters average rainfall a year, which wouldn't seem so little, except if if you don't remember that you have about a 2,000 millimeters average evapotranspiration potential, and those 400 to 800 millimeters are very badly distributed on a year-to-year basis and on a month-to-month basis within a year. So you may have a rainy year, 800 millimeters, and that may get distributed in 10, 12 rainfalls. So it's a very hard system. At the same time, it has youngish soils going all the way down to very old soils, latosol type soils, acrosol soils. It is divided in 11 subregions, which are sampled there in the dots. We conducted a sample overall that region in the 11 subregions in each one of them in one county. It would be the best equivalent to the U.S. municipality. In each one of these, we checked the main soil types present and did a sample in each, 3 to 4 samples in each one of them. So that leads us to about 299 sampling points and somewhere close to 3,000 samples, individual soil samples. In each one of those sampling points, we checked for the presence of native legumes of the Desmanthus, Macroptilion, and Stilosanthes genera, and sampled close to those. So we have 3,000 individual soil samples for nodule, without nodules to a soil, but to use for nodule, to inoculate a plant and get the nodules and do the extraction, the very old style 1950s basic research without, at this point, no molecular genetics involved. We hope to get to that point soon, but right now we don't have it. In each one of these areas, in each one of these sampling points, we did a compound sample of all the individual samples for basic fertility indexes, soil phosphorus availability, potassium, calcium, magnesium, basic stuff, and clay sand granulometry analysis. Grouped those based on these characteristics, and we got the two highest differing, the two soil groups most different between themselves. One which was about a high fertility group, which came from 3 municipalities, and another one with a low fertility. We didn't use all 3,000 samples to do the soil extraction, soil inoculation. It was just too much work for our master's students to do in the 2 years that he was allowed to have for the master's. So we selected and deferred that. The idea being to try to see if we could better target future work in trying to get into in reducing the number of samples that we need to understand both the diversity and to get the best strains possible from that. In each one of these, we inoculated, grew for 45 days, got the nodules. We didn't have contamination problems, so we had a control, uninoculated control. Took 3 to 4 nodules from each plant, conserved the rest. Did standard isolation work on YMA media with green. And again, the standard soil colony type, color, acidification reaction, growing time, mucus production analysis, grouped that into 100% similarity indexes, 100% similarity groups, conducted diversity, channel diversity, dominance, equitability and richness analysis to understand what happened there, and did a linear correlation with those soil characteristics we had observed earlier. After that, we did an authentication experiment with Hoagland nitrogen feed media and selected the best 25 isolates based on only one sample from each group. Selected the best 25 isolates for nitrogen efficiency, including a reference strain and three uninoculated treatments, one uninoculated non-nitrogen and two with nitrogen. 45 days harvest, shoot root nodule data. There's an extra E there that I didn't notice, nodule numbers, not nodule numbers. Shoot accumulated nitrogen, relative efficiency, both to 60 and to 90 kilograms of hectare of nitrogen per hectare. We got 109 strains after the authentication, so those are rhizobial strains for cowpea, with two different channel, with the channel indexes being going from 1.09 at Panamini up to 283 at Santa Cruz Capibaribe. So the diversity indexes are reasonably low, not as high as those presented before, but we have to remember we are talking about just cowpea rhizobial diversity. So it's a very smaller set than the previous work. And that's this, we got a positive correlation between diversity and clay content. That's about usual, nothing much different from what usually happens. But we have the best and strangest results is that we had a strong, significant correlation, negative correlation between P content, P soil P content, and diversity. That's not what we would usually expect. Usually we would expect to have a positive correlation between P and diversity, and we had a negative one. At this set, several isolates were as efficient as the strain that's currently recommended for inoculant production in Brazil. And no significant difference to either 60 or 90 kilograms of N per hectare. So it's a reasonable nitrogen efficiency, nitrogen fixing ratio. Oops, I thought I had one more slide here, and I was wrong. This work, the data is not here, I forgot to put it there, but this negative correlation between P and diversity was also seen for nitrogen efficiency. The best strains were those that came from the low fertility soils. So it was the low fertility soils were more diverse for cowpea rhizobia, and those strains were higher fixing. It's still a preliminary result, but we understand that the most likely reason for that is that there was a positive selection for nitrogen efficiency in the poorer soils. The plants were more dependent using being human-centered, plants were more dependent on the nitrogen fixation. That linked to both a higher diversity and a higher efficiency of those strains on the poorer soil. P content is probably acting as a representative of the overall soil fertility complex, but we don't have the data to show that. We are still working on it to see if we can really pinpoint it to what it seems to be the case. Since we had those 25 strains were as efficient as the currently recommended one, we are still proposing to go with some of them to the next phases, which would be experiments with soil, in greenhouse, and later on at the field size experiments. Thank you.